I'd walk every step of the mile and think it was really worthwhile to see a parade come marching down the line. I don't know what's...
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to download the Devil Radio app from the Google Store, the Apple Store, our website. Carry Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. Listen to your favorite shows at any time, any place. Going to the lines. We're going to take it in order. We're going to get it in this segment. We're going to start with Wisco Paul. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. As always, the right radio and Fox have divided the country, much like Walker did in the state of Wisconsin. But my question is, you have to do whatever it takes to pass this infrastructure package because it's popular. So you just got to screw Mitch and get it done because it's a winning thing. Good jobs, you fix up your house, and it seems to me Moscow Mitch is going to drag his feet on everything like he always does. So Biden needs to go for this. Number one, and I'll take your opinion. Thanks, Matt. Bye.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Yeah, this would put the trades to work every state in the country, all 50 states. I mean, building roads, rebuilding airports, water systems, bridges, broadband, and it's got to be done. I mean, we do it from time to time. It is time. A lot of these things are really in disrepair, and we have the people that have the skill to do it. They get good paying union wages, health care, put them all to work. It's a no-brainer. 70 or 80% of the people want it. Moscow Mitch is standing in the way, filibustering it. And so the one good thing I will say, Joe Biden said he's still optimistic. Now, Joe Biden's not a fool. Joe Biden went into the Senate in 1972, and he was in the Senate till 2008 when he was elected vice president, and the vice president is the president of the Senate, so he was essentially in the Senate then too. He's been in the Senate all his life, one way or the other, and nobody knows it better. He's had his discussions. 12 Republicans said they'd sign on. Moscow Mitch is squeezing them. I think Joe Biden can pull a rabbit out of the hat. We're very lucky to have him as president, because I agree with you. I think that not only is it a no-brainer, it would give a shot in the arm to our economy, to employment at good wages, not gig economy, not minimum type or even $15 an hour. I'm talking about good wages. And it would give a shot in the arm to the middle class in this country. With you 100%. Going back to the lines, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
I was doing some reading and the effect of Trump and Ron Johnson and Mitch McConnell on our country. But there's good news. Besides the Bucks winning, we got Mandela Barnes running for Ron Johnson's seat. I think because we're such a ground zero state for politics here in Wisconsin, we ought to have the biggest turnout, some speaking engagements, really publicize and market Mandela Barnes. That'll send a message, big message, if we get behind him. I'd like to know what your thoughts are on getting a bigger momentum than any other state. I mean, we did it with basketball. Let's do it with politics. What's your thoughts? Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what. The Bucks win was amazingly unifying for this state. You take a look at the Deer District, 65,000 people, another 15,000 or more inside, total about 80,000 people going nuts. And you know something? There were Republicans and Democrats in that crowd. And there were people who were for Trump and people who were not for Trump and all that. Didn't matter. We came together. And the last time that happened, really, in a national sense, was World War II. But it also happened during the Korean War. And actually, the Vietnam War was subject to protest. But the guys that were actually in the military then or on ships or in the field, they were comrades. They were buddies, and it's very unifying. And this victory for Wisconsin, Giannis Antetokounmpo, he's just been a godsend for the state. The guy, he's a really nice guy, and he's very childlike in a good way. He's unbelievably talented, The guy, you know, when I saw a couple of his blocks, remember the Drew Holiday steal and then the alley-oop to Giannis to win that one game just before the last game? Giannis, you know, he's blocking layups. He's jumping up and blocking layups of guys who are 6'10", 6'11", and he's smashing them down. It was terrific. It was terrific. When it comes to the Senate race, here's the deal. There are about 9 candidates now and some rumored and all that. What I've told them, they all call, and they're all good people. And what I tell them is this. I'm not going to make an endorsement in the primary for this reason. Some very, very good candidates. You mentioned Mandela Barnes, absolutely an excellent candidate. And there are others, too, in this. So I'm going to just say, and my mouthpiece here on the radio is going to be for the Democratic nominee, whoever it is, because Ron Johnson is not a normal, even Republican from Wisconsin. It's not just that he would vote for Moscow Mitch again to be then majority leader and really knife Biden in the back for the last 2 years. But the stuff that he does is pro-Russian. He's a guy who said he does not trust the FBI and the CIA. And he was the chair of the subcommittee on Homeland Security in the Senate when he said it. And the CIA and the FBI reported to him. So they come in and say, sir, let me tell you about this secret report we have on what's going on in Estonia. And he's sitting there having said publicly he doesn't trust them. But he trusted Trump and he trusts Putin. He trusts Russia over the CIA and the FBI. And Russia is the one that is invading Ukraine and putting pressure on Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, all of the states that the communists had occupied ever since the end of the Second World War, that were liberated after the fall of the Berlin Wall and are free now. And Putin wants to invade them again. Listen, Russia occupied and divided up Poland in the 1790s. They do that all the time. The United States has got to resist it. And Ron Johnson is pro-Russian. That's not right. I don't want my senator to be pro-Russian. So he's got to get out. Now, who beats him? I don't know who beats him. You know, there'll be polls. A lot of it's going to depend on energy, who gets around the state. Your candidate is an excellent guy. Excellent guy. I know him very well. Friend of mine, Mandela Barnes. And he's obviously a top-tier candidate. There are other top-tier candidates. And so we're going to sit back and let competition take its course. And I would just say that in the Democratic primary, I'd like to see it kept non-negative. I'd like to see it kept positive. Direct our fire against Ron Johnson, against Robin Voss, against Trump, against Moscow Mitch, against Kevin McCarthy, and all of these guys. But we have a very, very good field. And it may be that the field isn't finished. Apparently, there are people that are considering it. So I believe very strongly in competition, very strongly in the winnowing of ideas. And I'm just very, very glad to see the kinds of people that have come out. Very, very glad to see it. Now, if you're keeping score, 586 people have been charged in the insurrection so far. 586, good work. One just got sentenced, got 8 months, but he was the cleanest of them all. He was remorseful. He didn't hit anybody. He just happened to walk into a restricted area. They sent a message. Now the guys who beat up the cops are coming in, and I got news for you. They need substantial jail time for an insurrection against the United States. Substantial jail time. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great call-ins. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for great programming. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.
I love a parade. A handful of vets, a line of cadets, or any brigade. For I love